Blog Talk Radio.
This is Felicia doing another show for Prophet Randy tonight on this wonderful Friday night. How would I start the show tonight? I always wish that I had, I'm waiting to have this great testimony to start off a show. Right now I'm still in that same state. I don't have a testimony just yet. I'm still believing God for some things. How are you all doing? I hope you all are doing fine. I hope you all are doing good, well, better than me. As you all know, I usually don't come on here and have any messages to teach. I'm still not a teacher yet. So I'm just here to pray for you all, see if there is a word for you all, and then let you all continue on with your lives, believing God. Okay. Let me see. I always have to pause for a second to see if there's anything I wanted to say that I maybe forgot to write down, or is there anything that I need to say? I guess not. I can't think of it, and if so, maybe it'll come to me later on throughout the show. I see a caller on here. Don't have a lot of callers tonight, so this may be a short show. And I am going to get right on into the show. And thank you for calling. Here we go. Let's get right on into it. Bless you. Let's see here. First call I have is going to be, I'm going to unmute you in just a moment. I have a 251-342. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please? First call.
Hey, this is Latrice from Alabama. How are you?
Hello, Latrice. I'm doing okay. I appreciate you calling. Thank you, Latrice from Alabama. All right, Latrice, let's pray for you, and then we'll see if there's anything that you want to personally pray for, okay?
Okay?
All right. Okay, so hallelujah. So, God, we thank you tonight. I thank you, God. I pray that, that God would speak to you all tonight. As I always do, and so, and give you a word that you need. And so, Father, I thank you for Latrice from Alabama. We bless you, God. We thank you, Father, that you are giving Latrice all of what she wants, all of what she needs, all of what she desires. Everything that you want, Latrice, God has given it to you. The gold, and I believe that means the money. I don't know if you believe in God for something monetarily, but something that you need some money for, a particular thing that you need some money for, something that you want to purchase or maybe that you need to purchase. You believe in God for the money, the gold, the gold, the gold. We thank you, Father, for the gold, the jewelry, gold, just the gold. I believe that's money, I believe, and lots of it. We thank you, God, whatever kind of investments that Latrice has made over the past, God, now she reaped the benefits of them. Every benefit and more shall you reap, Latrice. We thank you, God, for whatever it is that you are believing God for. May the money come into your hand, and may more than what you need come into your hand, that there's more than enough. May there be abundance. And God, and I always like to pray, Father, if it be thy will, and I believe it is, let it be a quick work. Let the money come quickly, God, as quick it can be for her. In Jesus' name, the money, I believe this is just the money that's going to be given to you, maybe. Just the money, the gold. I just see gold, Latrice. And whatever it is that you believe in, God, for I agree with you to bring it to pass. May you have more than enough to share, to spare, to give, to do what you want to do with it, and then to be able to share it and give, be a blessing to other people. We thank you for that, God. We bless you for that. And so I'm going to unmute you here, Latrice, and we'll continue on just a second. All right, Latrice, can you hear me well?
Oh, yes, I hear you.
Amen.
And I thank you, and I am believing God for some finances.
Amen.
Things, and I believe that he will do it. And you were on the money. I know it is coming. I just don't know when, but it is well on the way.
The money, yes. Hallelujah. The money in your hand.
And it is my desire to be a blessing, especially unto the household of faith. And believing that God shall unleash some businesses that I believe were God inspired, and try and finish up with school in August. And I believe he's going to do just what he said.
Yes, Lord. Well, thank God. The money, Jesus. We thank you for the money. I see I just saw gold, just the gold. I think you've gotten a word like that before, Latrice. I'm not for sure, but I just saw the gold. That's what
gold.
I saw. Oh, that was you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, thank God. That's
right at the end of the rainbow, a pot of gold.
That was, well, that's what God is speaking, I tell you. I didn't even know. I thought that was, but it wasn't for sure. But, yeah, I just closed my eyes, and I just saw this time, I just saw some gold blocks, just some gold blocks.
All
we
right.
Thank you, Father.
The bricks. Yes, Lord. We tell the Lord, thank you in spite of, and I decree the blessings of the Lord upon you as well. And may he continue to make you rich and add no sorrow to it. And henceforth, not many days, you will have the optimal return on your giving, on your seeds that you have sown as well.
And
thinking not strange that these things shall come to be, because he declares in his word that he shall give seed to the sower. And I believe that's what he said.
Thank you. Yes.
We're going to count done in Jesus' name. Yes, ma'am. And I'm calling it forth right now. Hallelujah, God. He's going to do it.
To God
yes.
be the glory. To God be the glory. You stand still and you watch and see this thing happen.
Oh.
You watch and see.
Have
Hallelujah.
No choice. Felicia, I need you to write this number down.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Call me. This young lady that wants to get in touch with you, I tried texting her, but she has not responded. I don't know if she's working tonight or not, but I told her that had not been in contact with you other than that one time.
Let me say this real quick, Latrice. Before you announce the phone number, over the airwaves, would you
call me from my number listed?
Okay. Okay. So you want me to write your number down?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, I'll do that. Sure. Just a moment, Latrice.
I won't broadcast her number.
Okay. There we go. Thank you for that. I'm writing your number down right now, Latrice, okay? I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
It is well.
All right. Thank you, Latrice. Man.
You are more than welcome.
So I expect to contact you on tomorrow. Is that okay?
Oh, it is well. I shall be here. I'm studying for finals Monday and Tuesday, so I won't leave the house until about Sunday to go to church.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be dedicated. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And I do thank you again, Felicia.
Okay. Thank you so much, Latrice. Thank you.
Hey, you. Good evening.
Thank you. All right.
All right. God bless.
Okay. Bless you. All right. Let's see here. Okay. I'm going to move on to the next number. Let's see here. I got to write that down. Y'all got to make sure I keep that. Okay. Designated to the side. All right. So I'm going to move on to the next number that I have. It's going to be, let me just make sure I don't repeat the numbers. I had that bad last time. Y'all remember that? Okay. It's got to be, I have 504-376.
Hello, it's Nicole.
Hello, Nicole. Hello, Nicole from New Orleans. Let me just 1 second, Nicole. Oh, excuse me. Let me mute you, Nicole. I got a cough real quick. Oh.
Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, Nicole. I had to, my throat was getting dry. Okay, Nicole from New Orleans, from the NO. All right. Thank you, Nicole, for calling. Let me put you on mute, and then I'm going to unmute you and let you right on back in. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Let me see. Make sure I got it right. Okay, Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for Nicole. We thank you, Father. Mako raba karisa la boche de bando la bakaya. Father, we thank you for Nicole. We thank you, Father. We bless you for what you are doing in Nicole's life. We thank you, God. And I know there's, well, let me say it this way, Nicole. I bless the Lord that a can of food, but I see a tin can or a can of food like a. I guess it's a can of food with no wrapping, so I don't know if there's food in the can or not, but, well, no, that's not even what that is. Just like a tin can in the back of a truck, like a bunch of them making noises in the back of a truck. I want to say that truck is leaving, the truck is leaving a church. And there's like a lot of tin cans tied to the back of the truck, and as the truck pulls off, it's just making all this noise. We bless you, Father. I see roses, red. Is that rose? Red flowers? I don't know if it's roses. It's red flowers. They're red. We thank you, Father, for that. And you seem really extremely happy. Something good has happened to you, something wonderful. We thank you, Father. Wherever it is, you're waving to everybody. You're smiling, and everybody's waving at you. And you're looking back and waving at everybody. You're happy. I don't know if I see a young man beside you. I'm just telling you what I see. We thank you, Father. You know, I don't... The church, and it's an old-fashioned, like an old-fashioned buggy. I said truck, but truck buggy, like an old-fashioned type of a traveling, just old-fashioned, like in the old Western movies. And then all these tin cans on the back of that, on the back of the wagon, or on the back of the, yeah, I think it's a wagon. I think that's the word I was trying to find, a wagon. All these tin cans are on the back of the wagon, and you're just waving at everybody. So we thank you, Father, for whatever celebration that is. We bless you, God. It's something good. It's something. I know we discuss weddings and all that, but I don't want you to think that I'm just constantly going off the same thing. I'm just telling you this is what I hear. Because the first thing I saw was tin cans. I didn't know where to go with tin cans. And then you just wait a little bit. You see if God has more to say. And then that's what I see. Now, it could be something else, Nicole. You pray about that, because that could still not be, you know, it may not have anything to do with a wedding or anything like that. But I'm just telling you, there's a crowd. You're leaving a church. And there's an old-fashioned wagon. And I see all these tin cans tied to the truck. And as you leave, waving at everybody, those tin cans are making so much dust, so loud. Like, just it's a big celebration. So we thank you, Father, for whatever that means. Bless Nicole. Bless her, God, to take that, to understand what that means, to know exactly what you're saying to her, Father. May she receive it. May she know this is what this is. This is what this is, Father. Give her more information, more details, more than what I could give her, or more than what I've just given her, Father. Bless her to know exactly what you mean. What are you saying, Father? Are you saying this? It's so close to wedding, but Jesus can come another way, Nicole. It could be something else. He could come another way. But that's what I see. We thank you, Father. And it's just an old-fashioned type of a situation. I'm going to unmute you, Nicole, and let you come on in. If you have any special requests, then we'll do that, okay? And so let me unmute you. Here we go. And, Nicole, you are back on.
Thank you so much. Wow, I received that word, and it's really put some hope in my heart. I mean, that has been something I've been praying about for a while, but I've just kind of, you know, just left it in God's hand, and I've just been patient, just patiently letting him just guide me and lead the way with that. And so, whether it is God speaking of a relationship or a marriage, you know, or not, it is exciting to hear. So, you know, it's just, I think right now I'm getting ready to graduate. And so I'm just hoping that, you know, this next transition is just going to be filled with lots of joy. And so...
Yeah, because that's what everybody was joyful. I saw everybody. Everybody was joyful for you. Everybody.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Well,
and I don't know.
Beautiful word. I totally receive it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nicole. I'll cut you off.
I said, yeah, that's a beautiful word. I totally receive it. You were going to say you don't know what?
Oh, I was going to say now, yeah, because I remember I saw the flowers. The red flowers, I thought it was roses, but then I think it was a different kind of flower, so I'm not for sure, but I just know it was some flowers, but I don't know exactly what kind of flowers. And I remember, I saw you, the biggest smile, you were so happy, just waving at everybody. So it's something good, whether it's the graduation or whether it's the wedding, it's something wonderful that's going to make you ecstatic, elated, just... Yes.
Well, I receive it. It's been a rough week for me. And so just lots of tears and really tired, just kind of working on my research project and trying to get it in time so I can graduate next week. And so I've just really been stressed out. So it's just really, you know, I know God is just trying to give me this word for hope.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to get better, and I'm going to get through this.
Yeah, because you're going to have to be able to give some other people hope. It's going to be beautiful. That's going to be beautiful. You know, you got to be able to go through and give other people hope. You are that girl.
Amen.
You are that girl.
Amen. Receive it.
Yeah. I could see you being a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Mhm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure can.
Hey, that's my hope, to encourage and empower people.
See? Well, you're on the right trail. You're on the right trail. Yeah, we bless the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the school. We pray, God, continue to bless her, even when it gets rough and tough. As she said, she had a rough week this week, Father. We pray, God, that you just let her continue to get encouragement, to continue to move forward and move forward and move forward until she hits that point, God, where she can look back and say, I made it. God bless me to have, I made it. And when you look back, it'll be nothing but a proof. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. The struggle seems forever in this point, but when you look back and it's all over, you'll be glad, you'll be appreciative, you'll give God the glory. We thank you, Father. Many glory days are coming to you, Nicole. You're going to have many glory days, many days of glory that you're going to just appreciate that God brought you through, took you through, was there for you. many days that you're going to be appreciative. I even see you just, you know, coming to your knees and being so grateful, just overwhelmed with appreciation from God, overwhelmed with joy that you made it, that you made it. 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 You made it.
Thank you, Jesus.
You, just coming to your knees in such just appreciation, being able to, at the end of it all, shout and give God such glory that you didn't think that you would, but you did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for every day of glory that is ahead, that lies ahead for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, the glory of God in your life. The glory, the presence of God overshadow you always. And it'll, the presence of God will increase in your life. It'll increase. It'll be more and more and more. The presence of God is going to increase in your life, Nicole. It's going to increase. And you'll begin to kind of sense it. You'll begin to sense it. You'll begin to sense an increase of the presence of God, an increase. It'll bring you more and more to tears of joy and just appreciation, tears that knowing that God is real, God is faithful, and God will get you through. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I receive it. You are spot on, because I've been doing that a lot, just falling out, just thanking the Lord, because he's been really faithful. I don't want to hold up the line, because I know there's more people coming after me, but this journey that he's gotten me through school, he has gotten me through so much. I mean, broken down cars, eviction notices, you know, just being harassed at work, at internships, and, you know, just passing my comps exams with all these things going on around me, you know, my roommate having a nervous breakdown and having to support her in the middle of my comps exams, and just so many. You know, I just have so many testimonies of how he brought me through. And, you know, when I first got to school, I had no money. You know, he just told me to leave my salary job and go to school, and that he was going to take care of me. And I had no means. And at the time, I couldn't take out a loan, a student loan. And so I really had to trust God was going to provide for me, you know, leaving my job and moving to another state. Or another district, you know, Washington, D.C. technically is a district, but, and he provided for me all those years. He would come up, every year would be something. He would come up with a scholarship. He would come up with something so that I could pay for school and pay for my apartment. You know, wasn't much, you know, living in D.C., but it was enough. It was enough for me to get through. And I just, when I think back on those times, I'm just so grateful for the miracles that he did in my life. Like, it would be, I would start a semester and they would say, "Yo, we don't have funding. We ran out of funding this year. So, you know, we don't have enough funding." And I'd be like, "Oh my goodness, how am I going to pay for school? How am I going to pay my bills?" And he would just tell me, keep going to class. Even if you can't pay for your books, you don't have any books, go to class. And within 3 weeks, I would get a call. "We found an opening for you. We found a scholarship for you." And this school never, once they say no, it means no.
No.
I don't have to tell the testimony. I'm sorry. But God, when God's for you and you're on his plan, he will cause things to shake up. He will do some strange, miraculous things, and people will just be astounded. Like, you mean to tell me when they tell everybody no, they have no more money in the graduate school, they found it for you. They found it for you. And not only that, while I was waiting, my summer job that I left, the boss accidentally paid me. She accidentally paid me. And I told her, I said, "You know, you accidentally paid me. I haven't been to work in a few weeks." And she said, "Oh, keep it." And it was just enough to get me over until they found a scholarship for me. So, it's just when I think of those memories, it just brings tears to my eyes, because I just realized how powerful our Father is, and how much he cares, and he's just faithful. He's of his word. His word doesn't change. And, you know, it just makes me emotional because, you know, I didn't have a father growing up. And
yeah.
So he just provided me such a corrective experience as a father, just being so faithful and just being consistent.
Providing everything. And Nicole, the day is coming, Nicole, where you will want for nothing. Look forward to that. The day is coming where you will want for nothing. There will be nothing. You will look around and there will be nothing else, nothing more that you want. That day is coming that you will look around and there will be nothing more that you want. You'll see.
Thank you, Lord.
You're going, I got this, I got that, I got this, I got that, I got that, I got that, I got that. What more? You're going to, the day will come, you will, nothing, there will be nothing else that you could want for. So we thank you for that, God. We bless you. And these are going to be a part of, these testimonies that you have, of course, that's going to be a part of your messages, your future messages. And so you hang in there, you keep going with the Lord. When even when it get rough and tough, you hang in there and you keep it going. This is going to be a part of many of your messages. Hallelujah. And you watch and see. You're going to be coming into the place where nothing else you're going to want to ask for. You're going to have it all. So we thank you, Father, for that.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh,
hallelujah.
God bless you.
Bless hallelujah. You.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, but, you know, at this point in my life, I just say, you know, people, he keeps sending people to tell me that. But, you know, my heart is, and I'm so glad, you know, at this point, I say it was good that I was afflicted, because all I can think about is when I have enough, I just can't wait to just bless so many people.
Yeah.
You know, what it does for you when someone...
Yeah.
When God sends someone to provide for you when you thought you had no way.
Yeah.
Do you know how that shifts your faith when someone loves on you like that? Through, you know, God uses someone to love on you through that. You know, I just can't wait till God can bless me to do that for people, because I know what it feels like to be in that place. But I won't hold you. Well, I'm just going to tell it all my testimony.
You're all right, Nicole.
But thank you so much. This literally just brought me so much joy.
I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for letting me pray for you, Nicole. Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Beautiful. Okay. All right, you guys. Thank you all for calling in again. Okay, I'm going to move to the next caller here. Thank you for letting me pray for you. Thank you in advance before I even take your call. Thank you, guys. All right, so the next call I have is going to be, I have 903-918.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Okay, Michelle from Texas. I'm going to write your name down, Michelle. All right, Michelle, I'm going to pray for you. And then I'm going to let you tell me what you would like to pray for, if you have any personal things that you want to pray for. Just a moment here. Father, we thank you and we bless you for Michelle from Texas. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Michelle from Texas. God, we bless you. What would you want to say to Michelle? Hallelujah. Pakarobo komanda la bosha kareke bandela la bosele la bosheke. We bless you, God, that you are a God who... You know, you want us to be healthy. God wants us to be healthy at all times. We thank you, Father. You know, Michelle, you're not the only one, because I have to do it too. Sometimes we got to discipline ourselves in certain things. I don't know how disciplined you are, but sometimes we have to discipline ourselves in certain things. And listen, I struggle today. I struggle today, Jesus. But, you know, I just see, and then I don't know, maybe, you know, you're into health or maybe you want to be healthy, you want to get healthy, you want to train yourself to be healthy, you're into health, you want to do a health book or something about health, somebody's health. We thank you, Father, for good health be unto you, Nicole. Good health, just good health. We bless you, Father. God is a God who will give you good health. And good health, and you know, it doesn't always, I know you all hear Prophet Randy talk about this sometimes. You know, it's not always just that you have to, you know, we love a miracle of healing, but sometimes the healing doesn't always just come supernaturally in a, you know, somebody's going to lay hands on you and then you get healed. But then sometimes, you know, it's what you eat. You know, it can, you know, it's what you eat, how you eat it, how much we eat, you know, which can cure a lot of things. Choosing to eat different, choosing to put some different things in our bodies and see how our bodies react. Everything is not always just, you know, lay hands and get healed. And some things is just the pragmatic part, just being practical and doing, eating right and getting proper exercise can give us long life and give us good health and make us feel better and even give us supernatural healing as well. Not for sure if you're into that, but I'll let you, I'll unmute you, but we pray for your health. We pray for good health. We pray that God give you wisdom on how to maintain the good health, how to continue in that. We bless the Lord. We thank you, Father, for that. Michelle, I'm going to mute you, and if you have anything further, something else that you want to pray for, we can do that. Okay? All right, Michelle, okay. There you are.
Okay. I'm just concerned about the health thing, but he was talking to me about different vitamins and stuff that I need, supplements that I need to take.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Wow.
And I don't eat fried foods and stuff like I used to. And
yeah.
I've been praying about my health. I really have been praying about my health and trying to take it more seriously.
Oh, beautiful.
So that's amazing that he would say something, you know, talk to you about my health tonight.
Yes.
But when you was praying, you could see that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's I can't too much explain it, but yes. Sometimes.
Yeah, and go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Said, I can't really explain it, but I just know that he's been impressing up on me things to do, like eat more broccoli and you know, more vegetables and stuff.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Lord. Well, let the Lord speak, Michelle.
Yeah, and it's amazing because he is concerned about everything that concerns us.
Yeah, everything.
And
everything.
We think it's, you know, everything. And, you know, sometimes we think that it's about houses and cars and all of that, but we got to be healthy.
At the same time,
you know,
that's right. Right.
Yeah.
How are you going to enjoy it? You know, how can you enjoy the houses and the cars if you don't have good health? Yeah.
That's right. And the things he's calling us to do, we have to be healthy to do it.
There you go. There you go. You got it, Michelle.
So I received this word. I mean, it's confirmation.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
So that he's serious about me.
Yeah.
Wants me to take it more seriously.
Yeah.
So praise
there
God. I'm glad I called.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for calling, Michelle. Thank you. Okay.
God bless you.
All right. Bless you. Appreciate you.
Good night.
Okay. Have a good night, Michelle.
You too.
All right. Okay. That was beautiful. All right. So I'm going to move on to the next caller here. And I have, let's see here. Let me see. Write it down first. Okay. So I'm going to move on to, I have a 321-230. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Angelis calling from Florida.
Angelis?
Angelis.
Oh, Angelis.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Y'all pray for me sometimes. I get it all wrong sometimes, y'all. Angelis,
okay.
Okay. Angelis from Florida. Thank you, Angelis. All righty. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let me put you on mute, Angelis, and pray for you. And then if you have anything that you want to pray about, we'll do that. All right. So we thank you, Father, for Aunt Elise from Florida. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, God, for Aunt Elise. Thank you for blessing her to call in tonight. Bless the Lord, Jesus. Mako Marebase, what would you want to say to Aunt Elise tonight, Father, as we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, the author and the finisher of our faith, Aunt Elise. The author and the finisher of our faith. Whatever it is, Aunt Elise, God wants more for you. God has more for you. God wants more for you. God wants the best for you. God wants the best for you. Ma komanda la bo sele bashan da la bo manda la banda la konda la basa la bakanda robo shede. God wants the best for you, Aunt Elise. I'm almost nervous. When these moments happen, I get a little nervous. Aunt Elise, let me ask you this, and then I'm gonna unmute you. I know this happens a lot. I'm not trying to stay on the same thing because I know you all hear me, but I'm asking you, Aunt Elise, are you hoping to get married? Or are you on your way to someone's wedding? Is that something that you want? We pray, God. Don't rush because God wants to give you the best, Aunt Elise, the best. The best is for you. Don't rush. The best is for you. You got to give yourself time to make right decisions. Give yourself time to make the right decisions, and God will give you the best, the best, so that you can be on cloud nine about your decisions, the good things that God has for you. The best. Aunt Elise, I'm going to unmute you and let you come on in here. And then if you have something that you want to pray about personally, we can do that as well. Okay, can you hear me, Aunt Elise?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you well. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, I do hope to get married one day.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Ooh, I was sweating bullets. Okay.
No reason to sweat bullets. But yeah, I do want to get married someday. I'm not on my way to a wedding, and I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but I do want, and I want God's best. I want what God wants for me. So I'm going to take what you said and not rush into anything.
Yeah. Oh, well, we bless the Lord. God, you give her the spouse, the kind of spouse that she wants. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The best. Send her the spouse that's going to be her best friend. They will be best friends in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for that.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Wow.
I love that. So, yeah. So, did you have anything further you wanted to pray about, Aunt Elise?
I don't know if anything specific, maybe just like over like my finances, because yeah, I've got a lot going on. My car is totaled. I gotta get a new car, and I'm out of work, so I don't know.
Yeah, God, we pray for that. We pray, God, we pray for her, that you supply all of her needs, God. Let her not, you know, come to a point where she's just mad at God. Father, let her see. This is believing God, trusting God, allowing you to be God. Father, she needs employment. We pray that you make a way out of a no way. And if it's possible, God, let the employment come and find her.
Mm-hmm.
As she's looking, in Jesus' name. And Father, let it be something pleasurable to her, something that she don't mind doing every day. Because when you go to work and you work, you got to work every day. Father, bless. Let it be something that she don't mind doing it. Not, you know, something, God, that you know that caters to her personality. Something that's good and sitting and suitable for her personality. Father, we pray that she doesn't get cheated in terms of labor for pay. We pray, God, that you give her decent pay, that she can have a good livelihood. Father, you are able to do it. Let it happen so fast, God, quickly, ASAP, in no time. We pray for that. God, you are able to do. You did it for one. You can do it for another. You did it for me. Hallelujah. You can do it for her. Everything that she needs, God's recover. Everything. So you watch God recover everything. Everything for you, Aunt Elise. Everything that you need. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because, it's kind of, I have my own business. I was working a job as well, and I felt like God was telling me to leave there, so I did. And I had a plan, but of course God has another plan. I had a plan to, once I did leave, I was like, oh, I can promote my business more, because I haven't really promoted much in my new city, the new state anyway. And I was like, oh, I can promote my business more. I'm going to get out here and really put my stuff out here, but then an accident happened, like, right after.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to, like, get out and promote as much as I like. I mean, I've been using, like, you know, social media platforms, but I haven't, the plan that I did have, that didn't, you know, work out. But I'm sure whatever God has for me, that'll work out and it'll be refreshed. So, yeah, I'm just trying to hang in there, keep the faith and trust in Him.
Yeah, let it be abundant, God, supply abundantly, Father. Just let it be an abundance of supply, God. Let it be an abundance of supply. In Jesus' name, God, as she's believing you, Father, we're believing you. I'm in agreement with Aunt Talise for abundance, God, for abundance. That's what you want for us, God. He wants the best. You want the best for us. So, God, I agree with her for the best. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Jesus, you died that we would have it all. Give it all to Aunt Elise. Let her enjoy, God. Let her enjoy the rest of her life, I pray. Let her enjoy the rest of her life, not being in lack and insufficiency, but in abundance, God. That which you want for her, you want the best. And may she receive it. May she receive it. Receive every bit of it. When it comes along, Aunt Elise, receive it. Take it, take it, take it, and receive it. And just say, bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
All right.
God bless you. I hope you have a good night.
I will. Thank you so much, Aunt Elise. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you. Okay.
Thank you.
Be blessed. Thanks. Okay. Good night. All right. Okay. So here we go. We're going to move to the next call here that I have. It's going to be, I'm going to call on 804-204-218. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from, please?
Angie from Virginia.
Angie from Virginia. I hope I said that right. Angie?
Yes.
Okay, great. Just want to make sure I got it right. I don't want to be calling you, you know, something else, and it's not even your name. Okay. All right, Angie. Angie from Virginia. Let me pray for you, Angie, and then we'll unmute you and let you come back in. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for Angie. We bless the Lord. Thank you, God, for Angie. God, we thank you that you supply all of Angie's needs. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Angie, all I heard was like lightning. I hear a storm, a lightning, like something's going to strike like lightning. And whatever that is, Angie, it's something good, but it's going to strike like lightning. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, somebody's believing God for a breakthrough. Well, a whole lot of people are believing God for a breakthrough. That's not a real word many of times. That's easy. That's just something easy. Hey, you're believing for a breakthrough. But it's like lightning struck and things changed. It was just stormy and then lightning struck. What does that mean, Father? We bless you, God. Hallelujah. I see a bell. Ding, dong, like an announcement. A brown bell wrapped with a yellow bow tie. What in the world? A brown bell with a yellow, like a bow tie that you put on a girl's hair, but it's the bell that has a yellow bow around it, and it's ding dong, and then I see the lightning, something wonderful, mato rababaka, something quick too, lightning is quick, something quick, makaraba karaba karaba karaseleleba mando raba, something quick, Father. Ding dong, ding dong. What else does a bell mean? Let me, I have to, just a moment, Angie, just a second. Let me see this. A bell. Let me see what pops up on my phone. Okay. Macaraba carese, lebando, raba bacando, la boco mando, raba carisa. I believe it's something, the announcement of something. Just a moment. Let's see here. Ma comando la bolsa carreba bacaya. But something quickly. Just a metal bell making a ring, making that ringing noise. I believe it's something that's being announced. I'm trying to go further and see if God has anything additional to say, but I think you may have to pray about this one, Angie. Let me unmute you right quick here, just a second, and let you come right on in. Maybe you can help me. Hello, Angie. There you go.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
A yellow bow with a what color bell?
It was just a brown metal bell. And there was a yellow bow around the bell. But before that, I saw the lightning. So I'm trying.
Oh.
Thank you. We thank you, God. We bless you. Maka mando raba sala boshaka. Meko raba karisa. And announcement. Something being announced. Something new. It's something new. It's something that you didn't think. Something new.
Something new that I didn't think of.
Something it's not something new happening. Something new is going to be happening to you. Something new, but before, like I, this is what I believe. I'm something new. I'm a little stunned on this one, Angie. I usually get. God, give me more.
Brown bell, yellow bow, a bow. Lightning strikes first.
Yes, and then the bell. You know, like everybody's coming to see this particular event. You know, like the bell, just a bell where, like, you ring the bell and the whole city comes to see this particular event.
Wow.
Yeah, like the whole city comes to see this particular event, and it's all are centered around you, Angie. So, but it's good, something good. But it's like
that's
a,
good to know. Because if the whole city shows up, that sounds like a lynching.
Oh no, not that. No, this is something good. This is a sight to see.
A sight to see.
Thank you, Father. Yeah, this is going to be a sight to see. It's something that you didn't expect, something that you didn't think. And yes, it happened. Could it be? Yes, it happened to me. You take that song and you go with it. That's the song. Could it be? Yes, it happened to me. Yes,
could
beautiful.
It happened to me.
Yes, it. What's that's the word? Could it be? Yes, it finally happened to me. Well, not finally. It happened to me. Something you didn't think would happen to you. Something good. Could it be? Yes, it happened to me. There you go. I wish I could sing with you. But that's the song I got.
Well, I definitely feel uplifted and encouraged.
Something good that's going to strike like light. Something good going to strike like lightning.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like an
announcement.
Thank
you, Father. Yes. Like, yeah, we got to see this. Yes. You pray about that, Andrew. You see. I mean, you may not. You know what? Even if you pray about it, he may not give you any clues because he might just want a surprise. It might be a surprise. He might just want it out of the blue. Yes, it happened to me.
Well, I love mysteries.
Oh, you do?
Women love mystery because they have curiosity.
Oh, okay.
I think. Don't you think women are curious?
I guess I could. I am.
I am too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well,
man.
Then I have a mystery to solve.
If it doesn't hit you in the face first.
Right, because it's like striking, a lightning striking.
Yes.
Wow.
It's going to hit like lightning.
That's exciting. That's so
mm-hmm.
exciting.
That is.
I am excited. I wasn't.
Thank you,
I wasn't feeling too excited when I called you, but now I'm like on the other flip side now.
Yeah.
I feel like jumping up and down and trying to peek and figure out, you know.
What is this? I was the kid
that would shake the present, try to pull the tape off so you couldn't tell.
Oh, Lord. Well, no wonder you got this word.
One of my favorite memories is growing up as a child. My uncle... It was raining really, really bad, and when he went Christmas shopping, and we knew that he had gone Christmas shopping, and we lived out in the country, so, you know, the driveway's never up close by the house. It's, you know, down at the bottom of the hill, and you run up the hill to the house,
mm-hmm.
and he had these bags, and he come running into the house, and we were waiting for him at the door, and I imagine I'm about maybe 7 years old, six maybe, but he comes running. It's a torrential downpour, and he comes running up on the porch and opens the door, and we're jumping up and down with glee because it's wintertime, it's Christmas, and he takes off running from the door, goes to his room and shuts the door. And on the other side of the door, I had asked for a crybaby, one that makes the mama sound, cry mama.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, I heard that baby doll, he when you pick it up and move it, it makes a noise. When he picked it up and moved it, it cried mama. I was jumping on the other side of the door. I didn't have that baby doll, but I knew I had one because I heard it cry mama.
Yes. Yes.
So that's how I feel right now. Aww. Like that little girl behind the door jumping up and down.
All anxious and
I know
stuff.
It's something.
Yeah.
I know it's something.
Yeah, be anxious. Very anxious. Yes.
Yeah, you know, excited. You know, can't wait to, you know, you got the baby doll. It's your baby doll, but you can't play with it until tomorrow. But it's really,
right. You
know, you can't stand to wait till tomorrow because you already heard the cry.
There you go.
You already had it in your arms and your mind.
Well, now I'm curious. But
kind of excitement, you know.
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I had that kind of happiness. Thank you.
Well, we will wait till this happens.
Yeah.
Wait till this
I'll let
happens.
You know. I'll let you know, or maybe you'll be able to just get the announcement.
I know, huh? Angie in Virginia.
Angie in Virginia. That's what I told them to put on the headlines.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Right.
So.
Amen.
Well, I thank you for your prayers.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good night.
Okay. You too, Angie. All right.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we're going to move on to our next caller here. Okay, so I have a 251342. I think I already called this one. Uh-oh. 251342. Who am I speaking with? Okay, maybe I did then. Okay. I think that is the one that I called earlier. Okay, it is. Sorry about that. Okay. Oh, come on, Felicia. Get it together. All right, so here we go. The next caller is going to be, I have a 754-240. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please? Uh-oh. Let me... Okay, I have a 754-240. Who am I speaking with? Going once? Going twice? Okay, so I'm going to go back. Okay, so I'm not for sure if it's my on your end. Maybe it's a problem, unless, hope you didn't go to sleep on me. Oh, no. But I'll come back to you, okay? All right, I'm going to put you on mute. I'm going to move to the next caller here, and I'll go back to that one. So I'm going to go to this one. I have 903-253. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? 903-253. Is it on my end? Okay, one more time. 903-253. Okay. Let's see. We'll have to go back to that one. Okay. I'm going to come back to you. Okay. All right. Let's see about this one here. Okay. That looks like this. Okay. That's the same one. Okay. So I'm going to go to, I have 206-377.
Hi. Yeah, this is Gina from Washington State.
Hello, Gina from Washington State. All right. Thank you for hanging on. Hello again.
Yeah,
thank you for hanging on.
Well?
Yeah, I can hear you. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Gina, for calling in. Let me put you on mute here, pray for you, and then if you have anything that you want to pray about, we will do that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you. All right, so we got Gina from Washington State. Hey, that's cool. Thank you, Gina, for calling in. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you for Gina. We bless you, God. Makoreba karisa karaba kareba karisa la labosha kareba bakaya labosha banda laba Rababakando lebase ke ikodobosha karaba karisa. The trees being shaken. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God. This just seems like, what is with this tonight? We thank you, Father. Now, I see the trees are green and being shaken. I'm not saying that money or prosperity, you know how we like to, first thing we say when we see green and leaves, first thing we think of is money, but I'm not saying that. I just see the trees being shaken, something being shaken. But let's see here, something being shaken. Someone trying to hide. Someone behind some trees. I don't know if they're shy or if they're trying to hide. All I see is the eyes behind the trees being shaken. We thank you, God, that Gina will never have the wool pulled over her eyes as long as she's looking unto you, Father. Thank you for great discernment, not just discernment, a great, thank you, God, for discernment, great discernment for her, that she can see and know what's there. She can see and she know what it is. You can see and you know what it is. Discernment, knowing who's hiding, knowing who's not hiding, knowing who's truthful, knowing who's not truthful, knowing who to trust, knowing who not to trust, knowing what that is. Someone trying to make you afraid of something, but you know exactly who and what it is, what's going on. We thank you, Father, for discernment. We thank you, God, that Gina can see and she'll know all things, that she would walk in the right direction, the right path. Thank you, Father, that you lead and guide her in the way that she is to go, where there's no hurt, harm, or danger that can overtake her. We thank you, God. Increase her discernment. Make her to know all things. Make her to lack nothing in terms of being aware. Being aware of that which is around her. We bless you, Father. Gina, you shall know all things. Make sure that your motive is always right. You'll know things, but not to expose people in a bad way, but to expose them if they need to be exposed. To do the right thing, Gina, to do right by people. When certain things are revealed to you, like revelation, when things are revealed to you in terms of people's motives and what their intentions, you do right. You do right. We thank you, Father, that you're giving her a discernment that is high. Thank you, God. And wherever you want to go in life, Gina, you can go. Whatever that means. I don't know where that came from, Gina. Wherever you want to go in life, wherever you want to go, geographically, in the spirit, wherever you want to go, God said, you can go. You can go, Gina. You can go. And the safety of the Lord be with you. In Jesus' name. Gina, I'm going to unmute you. If you have anything additional, something else that you want to pray about, we can do that. Okay? And Gina, there you are.
Oh, hi. This is Felisa, right? I was thinking yes. People were still on at first. Because I was like, LaShawn's always on Fridays.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Felisa. Yeah, and this is so weird because I didn't even press one. I was like, just listening. I was like, should I not? Like, I do that, you know?
Okay.
But that's cool. I'm actually really glad. Like, because I was like, should I press one? Should I not? Like, I was like, I'm out of time for it. Okay. I definitely have to pray for, there's certain things I've been praying about, like, you know, for God to lead me, guide me, all that kind of stuff. So maybe this is just like an answer, you know?
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's like, so you saw like a tree and like some eyes behind the tree?
Yes. Trying to hide from you, like, but no, you're gonna see, you're gonna know what they're up to.
Huh.
They're looking.
What color?
They're looking.
What color were the eyes? Did you see the eye color?
Oh no, just I don't know what
with
color
eyes. You knew it was eyes.
There you go. And they're looking to see if you see them, but you can see them.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But
so God's giving you, God's giving you discernment to know some things.
That's what I need, and a lot with a lot of things, like even about moving, how you were saying the whole, like, you can go where you want to go. Like, that kind of makes sense, because my mom and my family, like, my sister's a lot of my family, but my mom and my sister and her husband, my sister's husband, but anyways, they're moving to Florida, they want me to go, but right now, I don't feel like I want to go. Like, kind of pressuring me a little bit, not trying to, like, make them, I don't know, I'm not trying to be like, oh, they're pressuring me, but they kind of are, you know? And I don't know, like, I'll always go, God wants me to go, but, like, I live in Washington. Not that, I mean, I love Florida, but I like to just go there on vacation, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, this is something I'll definitely have to pray to God about, but, you know, to keep, I was like, well, I told my mom, I was like, because my mom's like, really wants me to move there. And so I was like, well, if God really wants me to, I will, but I never wanted to move to Florida. Like, I love Florida, like, but it's more of a vacation type of place for me. Because I like to be on vacation and then go back home and work, do this, do that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I'm kind of black or white about things. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm on vacation. Oh, not that I won't have fun, like, you know, in Washington State or whatever. I will. But, like, I don't know. I'm just kind of, it's just something I have to, like, discernment is big because you do need discernment, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what
you
I want to have more. I definitely want to have more of. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And it's so cool because I was like, I'll probably press one because I was at this, because Washington State, it's only, let's see what time it is. Oh, it's only 8 o'clock. It's on a Friday night. So I was just eating at this restaurant. So I probably won't press one here. Maybe later, you know.
Oh.
But I like to just listen, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like to talk, like, too. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I like it. Like, I want to. But at the same time, I'm like, maybe. But that was cool. Like, I like that, actually. Very,
oh,
yeah.
And
yeah,
I want
yeah,
to
like,
you know, Gina, actually you didn't have your hand up. I pushed you by accident.
Really? That's good, though. I'm actually glad because it's kind of like, of course, no one's around me, so it's nice because I'm, like, sitting outside and I'm, like, the only one outside. But
okay.
So that's why I was listening because otherwise I probably wouldn't really listen if I was someone, you know what I mean? Like, but I like calling in on Friday nights, especially because I like LaShawn, and I've never heard you, actually. But usually she's on Friday night.
Yes.
I'm like, she'll be back. But I'm like, she sounds kind of different, and she's doing it kind of differently. I was like, okay, like, you know, maybe she just, because I know she does things kind of different. I haven't listened to her a lot, like maybe 3-4 times. But last Friday I did, like, most of her show. I did a press one. But this time I was like, okay, you know, but yeah, it was cool. So I guess you guys can see the numbers then, like, who's, like, listening. Yeah, because sometimes they're like, oh, there's some, you know, some people on, just press one if you need to. And sometimes I feel like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I should and other times I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But anyway, that's really cool. Like, I know, and I want to sometimes, but sometimes, I don't know, and get a little nervous.
Oh, that's okay.
Not, like, nervous, but you know what I mean? Like, I guess I'm not used to it. Like, But it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yes, it's very good. We enjoy it. It's fun. I love doing it. I'm so glad. And you know, I'm so glad that I took your call. You are exciting. I'm glad that, you know, you allowed me. Because you could have said, hey, I didn't press one, so please don't pray for me. And, you know, because that was my mistake.
No, I'm like, even like last week, I was like, I felt like I shouldn't be prayed about. Like, I was actually asking God. I was like, well, God, if you want me to talk to her, like, then have her say there's someone that needs to, then I'll do it. But then it's like, just things she said, I was like, because then she started, like, kind of prophesizing in general. I was like, you know, it speaks to me anyway. Then, no, I'm good. Not right now, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And then, but so I'm kind of like, if, you know, if need be, like, it'll happen, like that, you know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but hey, I was kind of like, hey, I should today, but I'm like, well, I'll wait, because I was like, I'll wait until after I leave from this place. But I kind of walked around, because it's like there's some music in the background, so I was like, ah, I don't want it to be like you're not hearing me or something.
Okay, but, no wonder, yeah, you asked me that earlier, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like, can she hear me? I don't know, you know, like, darn it, you know? But no, it's good, because it's good, like, you heard me right away. No, this is cool, this is actually really cool. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting, like, so I'm kind of, like, into, well, in obviously prophecy is from God, God uses prophets, obviously. But anyway, so there's this lady I went in, I had this little counseling session with this lady and this two ladies, and this was, like, in February. So they, like, you know, helped me out with some certain things, and then later on she prayed about for something with me, and she was like, God, if there's anything that you want, it was, like, in person. She want Gina to see something, have, you know, and then she saw a picture of a foot, like, and I have an issue with a foot. She's like, I don't know if you have a picture with, if you have, like, issues with your ankle or your foot. I was like, yeah, I do. I have these bumps on my foot, like, on my right foot. And so she prayed for me, and it was, like, really, like, it was really cool, but they still didn't go away all the way, but I know they will. But at least I don't have pain. Like, I had pain, like, 2 years back. But anyway, so, like, a few weeks back, like, a little over two weeks ago, I was just kind of, like, especially with the whole thing that my mom was saying, like, how she wants me to move, and I was just, like, kind of a little bit not sure where I have to be. So I was, like, I texted the lady. Her name's Tina. I was, like, hey, Tina, and I haven't talked to her since February. I was, like, can you pray for me, and if God shows you something or tells you something, can you tell me? And she didn't respond. So then, like, it was 2 weeks ago, this Wednesday. So this morning she responds. She was like, and that's what, I was like, oh, it kind of, I was a little bit like, I felt really, you know, really encouraged and really good. Anyway, so she responds this morning, and she's like, sorry I didn't respond for, you know, some time, and I usually like to be with a person because it robs me of the experience or something like that. Like, anyways, but then she says, I see you. You were on my heart this morning, even though it was like over 2 weeks ago. And I kind of already like, oh, okay, she's probably not going to respond, which is fine. I'm like, maybe that's not the way to do it, you know? Like, you know. So she writes, you were on my heart this morning, and do you mind if I read it to you real quick? I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
She's like, you're on my heart this morning, so I want to share Papa's, you know, heart with you. I see you in a superhero. I see you in a superhero costume with a cape and everything, and you are working out with weights. So from this, I feel like the Lord is saying, you have unique giftings that He will use to rescue people from the wicked plans and schemes of the evil one. He is developing you right now. So press into your giftings, read books about them, pray and seek Him about them, find mentors. And then I thought, oh, you know, I should call, like, LaShawn, because I usually call on Fridays, you know?
Yeah,
like,
So
she's like, and seek, find mentors. And I thought maybe somebody else, I thought to myself, but I wasn't sure. She's like, you are being strengthened and developed right now. Awesome, bless you, sweet lady, have a great day. Anyways, so I was kind of like, it made me feel really encouraged, because I was like, once again, I was like thinking about this move, and like yesterday my mom and my sister mentioned it again, you know? And I was like, well, I don't think it's for me, but at the same time, I'm not saying for sure, because I don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If God really wants me to do it, I'll do it, you know? But I don't know. Sometimes living with family is good. It's good to see your family, of course, but I don't know. It's kind of like you want your own separate life. Like, I don't know. Not to, like, be in true isolation or anything like that, but you just kind of want to be where you should be, like, and obviously where God wants you to be, that's where you should be, like, you know. So anyway, so I just kind of did, so that kind of encouraged me, and it's fine. Like, if God wants me to move there, I'll move there. I like it there. Like, I like swimming and this and that and, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I guess I like to do that more on vacation.
Yeah, I understand. I totally understand. No, you're good. You're fine. Let's pray for that. Okay. We thank you, Father. We bless you, God. You know, as you said, you're giving her discernment. You're increasing the discernment that she has. Father, we bless you that you would give her the comfort to make her own decision, being led by the Spirit of God. knowing whether to move or not to move. You've already told her she can go where she wants to go. Mato lebande lebaso coraba carisa. Lebando la bocha carreba carreque si y la bacacha correse. And maybe that you know, that discernment will, you know, bring you into some other things, or maybe you'll begin to walk in proper, you know, begin to, you know, prophesy as well, helping other people, leading other people, helping to, you know, to guide them in the right direction, maybe through prophecy as well. We thank you, Father, that you open up things for her to know, to that she'll know where to go, where to be. We ask that you put her at in the positions where she's talking to the right people at the right time. Give her clues, drop clues, God, that she'll know this is it. This is where God is wanting me to go. This is what you want for me. We bless you, Father. Gina, the world is your oyster. Success be unto you. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. No, that's super good. And even when you said go where you want to go, that kind of was like, okay. Because, I mean, and I know I need to, like press in more on God, to God with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, not be like, for sure, it's not for me, Florida, you know? Not mm-hmm. like that, you know? Because I don't know 100% still. But it doesn't feel like it. But I just want my mom to be okay with it. Because I'm the only single one right now. So, like, you know, in a sense, my mom wants me to live with her, you know? But I'm like, I don't want to live like that. Not that it's bad.
Oh.
It's not bad at all. Like, my mom is great.
Yeah.
I love my mom, you know? And I know she, you know, means well for me, you know? Plus, she wants me to pay less and stuff like that because I already own half the house there because we're building a house there. But
okay.
It's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, maybe someday when I'm, like, older. Like, initially it was, like, when you should have – because I bought – okay, so we had a house, like, it was only $100,000 initially, like, in Florida. So my mom bought half, and this guy, my mom's and dad's friend, bought half, the other half. So I bought him out, so it was, like, $75,000. So it's not expensive. In Florida, it was really cheap up until recently, you know? So
yes.
bought him out, and then, like, last year my mom sold the place, and then we're building it, like, because otherwise it would need, like, remodeling, different things. So for this, like, $190 after taxes or whatever. That was, like, last January. So now it went up a lot more. But so it was just, like, because – and then – so I think the house at $220 or something like that, it's, like, still pretty cheap in Florida compared to here. Here it's, like, $600,000, and it's not even great, you know. Like, but so in Florida,
yeah.
You know, in Washington. But anyway, so, I mean, everything went up, but even in Florida it did. But so I guess it's because it's, like, you know, cheaper, and it's, like, I don't know. My mom was – someone with her, in a sense, you know. My dad passed away, and I get it, you know, but my mom's not that old. She says she's old, but she's, like, in her late 60s. That's not that old, you know. So it's
mm-hmm.
pretty good, like, you know. So anyways, but I don't know, I'm thinking, where am I going with this?
Well, that's okay. When we, you know, we can pray for your mother. We pray, God, that whatever decision
yeah,
that Gina makes, Father, whatever decision, Gina, that whatever decision that you make, we pray, God, that the mother is at peace with that.
Yes.
We pray for her to be at peace with that. Whatever decision that you make, we pray to God. God, give the mother a peace, that she's at peace, knowing that, you know, my daughter has a life.
Yes.
My daughter has her own life. Give her a peace, God. Let her be let all be well with her. And then we pray, God, that you supply all of her mother's needs. Let her lack nothing. If she wants someone to talk to, she always has someone to talk to. She wants someone to be in the house with her from time to time. May there always be a visitor that she enjoys to be at the house. Just supply all of Gina's mother's needs, that she lacks nothing. Make her to be whole at this point in her life, that she doesn't try to, you know, control or try to influence, you know, just to get things to go the way that we want them to go. We pray, God, that you give her a peace. Give her mother
yes,
a peace.
She,
then
yes, thank
peace
you.
At her decisions as well.
Yes, thank you.
God, you gave
yeah.
her freedom to do, to go, to be. Let it be so. In Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, thanks. Because my mom seemed a little sad about it yesterday. Like, because I went and saw her. Because she lives at my sister's right now. Like, she actually had cancer, and now she's better. And that's the thing. Like, but she's good. Like, God, I know God healed her. And there was a lot of, like, God healed her. I mean, she's not, like, in the physical, she's not 100% gone. Like, the cancer it ended up being cancer in her bones. From breast cancer, it went to her bones. So, and it was pretty bad, like, in the fall. But God healed her, and she went to multiple, like, you know, my mom's definitely a Christian, and multiple, like, church places, and not even that, people were praying, and, like, around, when she just got sick a couple days later, I just knew, like, I knew it was from God that, oh, it was on a Sunday on October 31st on Halloween day in the morning, like, God's going to heal her, like, I know it's going to happen, I don't know how, but it will, and I had the song keep going over and over in my mind, and I just knew it, but then, of course, it was kind of hard, because she got, like, really sick, like, even more sick in a sense, like, but then, so I took FMLA, whatever, and, like, I was with her for 3 months. But then she started getting better and better, and different people prayed for her. She, it's just, like it seems like almost everyone knew, like, she would be, she'd be good, you know? So, so my mom, she's not, like I said, she's, in the physical, she's not 100%, but she's close. She's a lot better. The only thing is she ended up catching shingles, and that happened before, you know what I mean? And then it just kind of. Yeah, so it's just like she's already like probably 2 months into it, maybe a little bit more. But it's like it's decreased a lot. So I think by that it kind of it slowed her down. You know what I mean? Like that was definitely from the enemy. Even though like obviously So it's just like you know different things. But so I think my mom just she has so many friends. Like that's the thing when you pray to like co-friends. Yeah, she has a lot of friends. She meets people everywhere. Like they just come up to her. Like, you know, so I don't know. I know she'll be fine, but I know she like, she wants me with her. Like if I'm with her on vacation, if it's especially just me and her, we have a good time. Like it's very relaxing, drama free, pretty much, you know, stuff like that. So me and my mom are good together, but like, you know, it's not like I have issues with my mom or anything, but like we were saying, well, you know, I do want my own life, you know, like. You know.
Right.
Anyway. But yeah, thank you for that. Would you actually pray for my mom? I mean, I know she's healed for sure. Would you be able to do like another prayer? Like, I don't know. I like for the healing to fully pass, like in the physical, like I guess quicker. Or I don't know about quicker, but you know what I mean. Like, even though it's happened, but like for her to feel like really, really well, like and feel it too.
Yeah, of course. What's your mother's name? If you don't mind me asking.
It's I don't mind at all. Her name is actually Luda, L-U-D-A. We're Ukrainian. Like she's Ukrainian. She's from Ukraine, so Luda, Ludmila. But anyways, Luda. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We lift up Luda. Hallelujah, Gina's mother. We bless you, Father. Thank you, first of all, God, for giving us the opportunity to pray for her that she's here with us and we can pray for her. So we thank you, God. We ask you, that Father, seal the healing.
Yes.
Seal it, God. Seal the healing.
Yes.
That the recovery it becomes even more evident. That she can rejoice even more and say, I'm doing even better today than I was yesterday. And then the next day, I'm doing better today than I was yesterday. And then the next day. And God, you are able. We all know you're able, God. We ask that you do it.
Yes, Jesus.
So may she be able to testify that I'm doing better today than I was yesterday. And may it be a continual thing, Father, as you have answered our prayer. You sealed the healing. According to your word, no prayer goes unanswered. So we thank you, God, that she shall be able to say, I'm better today than I was yesterday. Amen.
Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, thank you. Hey, and it's interesting when you even said I'm better today than yesterday. She, for a while, was like, hey, I'm not at all. Of course, she goes, no, I know I'm healed. I know God started even the healing when I was in the hospital, like when she was super sick. Because one day she felt great. And then the nurses kept saying it's because they gave her, what are they called? They're like steroids. But they can't, and later she took steroids when she was in pain and didn't make her feel like that. She literally had no pain. like a couple days later when she was crazy sick, like really, really sick. And that's when I was like, God is healing her. She shouldn't do anything. She shouldn't do radiation, none of that, you know. That's what I thought. But I didn't want to make a, you know, decision for her, obviously. She has, because, I mean, she has to come up with that herself, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how I was thinking. But yeah, so she's like, I'm way, like, that's the thing. She's like, I'm way better than I was before. I know it. Not a night and day difference. She even says that stuff. But she's like, but it still is not, didn't fully come. And I understand her. Like, in the physical, yeah, it didn't fully. But comes better. But, yeah, so that's good because I want that for her. I mean, God knows how he's healing. Like, a lot of people heal slowly, like in the physical, you know what I mean? It's already been done, of course, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really glad you pressed my number. That was really cool because it was, like, unexpected. I think you should, if you feel that way, you should do that for people sometimes. I actually think that's really cool. You know? People need it, you know.
Yeah, and I know sometimes people are hesitant to, you know, to go ahead and get in the queue, push the one, get in the queue. Sometimes people are hesitant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
I'm like, maybe I did, and I did it on accident. I thought to myself, but I'm like, but I don't think I did. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny, but that's cool though. That's really good. I'm really glad I'm talking like that with you because that's super encouraging. It's actually even encouraging. It's kind of like continuing the encouraging thing from this morning, like with Tina, the lady, you know.
Yeah.
What
uh-huh.
saw.
Yeah.
So that's, no, it's super cool. It's just, obviously I need to press in to God more. And I'm thinking, like, when she even said book, like read the books, like, read, you know, read a book. I actually told God, I'm like, I need to read the Bible more. I know I'm being honest. I do, without a doubt. Like, you know, not like read it, oh my, you know, like just read it more. And, but like, if it's a certain book, I'm like, God, make it known to me or like have someone tell me which book and, then I'll read that book. But I don't really want, even if it's Christian books, I don't really want to read them too much. Like I prefer to read the Bible more. Like, and that's what I need to do more. Not that I've been doing it a lot. I'm being honest. I haven't, but I need to do that more. You know what I mean? Like that's the book that I need. But if now if God wants me to read some specific book, I will do it, you know, but make it known to me. Yeah, because sometimes he does use books.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That was the time in my life that there was a book, and I'm not a, I don't read a lot of Christian books either,
but there was
one book that I read, and I mean, it did something for me that it just changed me, and that was years ago. Yeah, it was years ago, and it changed me, and I've been a non-religious Christian ever since.
What was it?
You know, it's so long ago. I don't remember the name. I don't even remember the writer. But it was like it was over 10 years ago. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, but yeah,
see,
you're
that's
right.
The thing. I'm like, God, if you want me to read a book, I will. But otherwise, I need to read your word. That you can't go wrong with His word. You know, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Jean.
Yeah, thank you. So, Felisa, how often are you on?
Not too often. I like to fill in, you know, more so.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry, LaShun. I'm expecting for her. She'll be back. I believe she'll be back.
Oh, no, that's really fine.
Just,
like, I like her a lot, too. Like, I like both of you. But I'm just saying, like, it's just interesting, like, you know, like how it, you know.
Yeah, so I'll just be, I, and plus I want to make sure the other callers know that she's coming back. She's coming back. I believe she's coming back. Just in case the other calls are listening, you know, I'm more so of I just, you know, fill in and I enjoy that. So I'm not on a regular schedule.
So you fill in for different people.
Mm-hmm, right.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, okay. That's cool. What state are you in? And she don't mind me asking. Just,
it's I'm in Texas. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Texas. Oh, that's cool. That's where Randy's from. Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Never been to Texas, just in the airport, but yeah. Totally different than here, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Huh. Well, thank
all
you,
right.
Lisa.
Thank you, Jana. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, you can call back again, Jana, okay? And press 1.
Okay.
Thank you, Jana. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, that was fun. Okay. So I am going to, I'm going to take this one last call that I believe has called in, let's see here, And, well, did I lose them? Oh, geez. No, I didn't lose them. Here they go. Okay. Now, this is the, I'm going to take this call. I have a 111-111. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
God bless you, Felicia. This is Carmen.
Hi. Hello, Carmen. From Texas.
Hey.
All right. Thank you for hanging on, Carmen. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Okay. Let's pray for you, Carmen, and then we will let you back in just a second. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for Carmen. Carmen, blessings are going to blow you out the water. Makaraba karisa la boshe kele la bosa. Kato rababakaya labando rababakaya karobo sheke. A flood. A moment of just every way you turn, something good happens. Every which way you turn, just a ball of blessings. Just how did this happen? How did that happen? How did this happen? How did that happen? I didn't even pray about this. I never even prayed about that. Where did that blessing come from? I'm not even supposed to be involved with this. But just a bless, just a girl. I mean, tumult. I can't even say the word tumult. I'm not going to try to pronounce that word because I'll probably say it all wrong. But just soon as I put you on mute, this is what I got. Just blessings like a flood coming in to overtake you in a very overwhelming way. A very overwhelming way to things that you didn't, some things you didn't even think about, you didn't even pray about. Makoraba karisa la labo shekebando. Like the fire of God I feel in my hands. Like this thing, this is it. This is it. This is a moment for you. Miko makareba karisa kabando labasha koraba karisa. Makoraba kareba bakaya labo she. The best life ever be unto you. The good life, the best life ever. Just blessings every which way you turn, Carmen. Mako mando boshaka, undeniable blessings. Leko reke bando la boshe, ke banda la bosta, kareba karisa. I didn't even see it, Carmen. I felt it. Yeah, usually I close my eyes and I see it. I just felt it. My forearms are warm. How did that happen? So we thank you, God. Carmen, God, it's like I see a bucket full of this, is it water or liquid? Full. And God just pours it out all over you, all over you. You are drowning in blessings. That makarobo shakareba kariselebo shakariselebo shakareba baka mando. You are just, I mean, blessings overtaking you to where you can't, can you take any more? Hallelujah. Overwhelmingly. Be it unto you, Carmen. I'm going to unmute you. Hallelujah. There you go, Carmen. You're off.
Wow, that's awesome. That's funny because this week we had rain. We rarely have rain, and we had rain. And I put a big, large bucket outside to collect all the water for the plants. And I've been having nothing but birds having nests and their babies flying from my house. I'm like, what is going on? Am I going to be the bird lady? A lot of, like, life activities are around my house. And thank you, Lord. I received that in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. And I mm-hmm. mean, this is a moment for me because I'm usually a visionary person. Whenever, you know, I'll see it, but I didn't see anything this time. I can't explain it. It was just a sensory. It was different this time. So hallelujah. Mm-hmm. This one was different, Carmen. This one was different.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, amen.
Lord.
Get ready.
Blessing. Yes. I received that, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting for Oh, Lord, it's overdue.
Get
yes.
Ready.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's all I can say. Thank you, and I receive it, Lord.
Hey, man. Fire. I felt the fire on that one.
I think, you know, there's been some changes in my life lately, and I position myself in a different place, and I think that's part of it, too.
Oh, wow.
I'm seeing things very differently, and that's probably what it is, too, you know. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
I've been in that position before, and I've seen the blessings come, and
well, get
I'm
ready.
Back it's, there again.
It's happening again. It's happening again. Yes. Get ready.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, God bless you. Thank
bless
you,
you,
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. That's good. That's good.
Woo. Beautiful.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Wow, I can't say nothing but thank you. thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father.
I'm feeling you.
Thank you. Thank you. And Lord, don't let the enemy get in there either. Don't allow the enemy to touch it, Lord.
At all. What
you bring
yeah.
with blessings, it comes without sorrow in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Father.
God. Yeah, this one was different. Mm. I felt it.
Thank you.
I felt it.
Yes, and that's so, what we do. We feel it when it comes, when the blessings comes, and we're like, wow. It just overwhelms our emotions, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So get excited.
And that's probably you. Yeah, thank you, Lord. All right. All right. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Yes, I'm feeling the waves. I'm feeling the waves.
Woo!
Thank
Woo.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Be it unto you. Be it unto you, Carmen. Be it unto you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God is good to you.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, God bless you, sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me pray for you. I appreciate that. That was
Lord.
Nice. That was nice right there.
Yeah. It is. Well, God bless you, too.
All righty, Carmen. That's going to be it. I appreciate you calling. And you have a good night and just receive all of it. Don't you miss not one blessing.
That's right. Right. I want everything. I want it all.
Everything. Yes. All right.
Good night.
Well, you have a good night, Carmen. Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. All righty, you all. I don't have any more hands up. I appreciate you all for calling in. Thank you all for letting me pray for you. You know what? Let me make sure. I may have, may not. Okay. All right. I got it. Okay, so thank you all again, and I want you all to know that I appreciate you letting me pray for you, because you don't have to. You guys don't have to call in and let Felicia, you don't have to trust me to pray for you and trust that I'll say anything worth listening to. But thank you all for calling, and thank every one of you for allowing me to pray for you, and thank you for sharing your testimony, sharing your stories. We appreciate that. Because other people who are listening can relate. They can, you know, many of times people can relate to your stories. People can relate, to your testimonies, that which you have to say. So, you know, we think that we're just, you know, we're just giving a testimony. We're just, no, sometimes or many a times other people can relate and rejoice with you or be comforted with you. So thank you all. Thank you so much. And thank you again, Proper Randy, for allowing me to do the show. Thank you so much. Warms my heart that you allow me to, you know, you trust me to do the show. You know, trust that I won't say anything wrong. But or out of the way, or, you know. But so thank you so much. Thank you all. And I just cannot thank you enough. You know, just feels so good that people would call in and want to speak to me and would allow me to pray for them, trusting that God would have something to say to them through Felicia. So thank you all, and have a wonderful night. And maybe I'll get to talk to you all again soon. Not for sure, but hey, I just know that I enjoy you all. And if the opportunity comes again, I will be back. Love this show. Love you all. God bless you. Have a good night.